Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Hey guys, we are still in our Leadership 101 series. Have you ever heard me talk about the starfish story? A handful of my leaders have, and actually in the past, I used to use this in the corporate world, but I've also done it in the business with some of my leaders. I've given out an actual starfish when I'm talking about this story, and I don't have any tattoos, but if I were to get one or a couple, a starfish would be one of them that I would get. Here's why. Here's the story. A man was walking along the beach one day, and in the distance, he saw that there was a young boy, probably young teenage boy, and it looked like he was dancing. He was further down the beach, and it looked like he was dancing. He would bend down, and he would stand up, and then he would wave his arms. So the man kept walking down the beach. He wanted to find out what was going on, and as he approached the boy, he saw that what he was actually doing was picking up starfish off the beach and tossing them back into the ocean, one by one. And when the man started looking around, he saw that on the beach there were hundreds and hundreds of these starfish who had washed up on the beach. And that's what the boy was doing. He was picking them up and throwing them back into the ocean. But the man got closer to the boy, and he really didn't understand. And he asked the boy, he said, "You know, I see what you're trying to do here. I see that you're throwing them back in the ocean to save them. But, I mean, don't you understand? You can't possibly save them all. There are hundreds and hundreds of starfish." And the boy looked up at the man and bent down, and he picked up another starfish, threw it back into the ocean, and he said, "I made a difference for that one." And I get chills every time I tell the story. Every time I hear it, I get chills, guys, because is this not the perfect picture of leadership? No matter what you do, you are not going to be able to reach everybody. And that's what I want you to always remember on this journey. You're not going to be able to reach everybody. You're not going to be able to help everyone, but you can help the ones that are within reach, and you can make yourself available and reach out to the ones who are willing to grab your hand back and walk with you, walk beside you in business and in life. So there's a couple of things. I want you to let go of the guilt. We talk about guilt a lot because as a leader, you're always wondering, what could I have done better? But there's nothing that you could be doing better. Some people are just not going to see your vision. They're not going to take advantage of the opportunity that you have. You're not going to be able to save them all. And I don't want you to think that that is on you, that that's your fault as a leader. It's not. But we should have the mindset that we want to help absolutely as many as we can. You know, there's a phrase, there's a graphic that I've seen floating around that says, you know, one day I want somebody to walk up to me and say, "Because of you, I didn't give up." And that's what we need to remember, is those are the ones that we're fighting for. We're fighting for the ones who are still out there or maybe on our team. We're fighting for them because they are going to see the vision. They are going to see that this is the hope they've been looking for. And those are the ones that we want to partner with. So remember that starfish today. Remember that you're not going to be able to save them all, but you are. You are going to make a difference for the ones that you can touch. You can make a difference. And those that you can touch will start a ripple effect. The lives that you can help change will start a ripple effect, and they will start being able to reach out to their own people who see the vision with them. So I hope that makes sense today. Remember that starfish story. Go make a difference for the ones that you can. And all the rest, say a prayer for them. You know, wish them well. And maybe it's just not their time, and we'll see them in the future. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.